good day. Hello. Today's the last day of March. March 31st. Tomorrow, April Fool's Day. First day of the baseball season for a lot of people. So what shall we talk about? Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden. Michael will be taking your calls at 800-510-8255. Shall we talk about radiation? Shall we worry about the Japan plant? Apparently they're going to encase it in concrete because they just can't seem to deal with it any other way. And maybe that makes sense. There are a lot of people in the situation in Japan is pretty clear. The situation in America isn't because there's so much bad information.
Right.
You've heard people talking about the test of milk samples that were taken in Spokane, Washington, and there apparently is some radioactive iodine that has to have come from this plant. But the levels are so far below those at which action would have to be taken, even the government says, calm down, don't worry about it. And when the government tells you not to worry about it.
Yeah, when the government says that.
yes, the folks at the EPA and the Food and Drug Administration and all of that stuff, it has to be anything that would bother you would have to be at least 4 to 5, maybe 6,000 times higher than it is, than whatever has been measured anywhere in America. Okay, let me repeat that so that there is some responsibility here. Radioactive materials and liquids are measured in such a way that to take this sample from a couple days ago showed 0.08 picocuries, whatever that means or whatever. It doesn't, the bottom line, what you have to know is that the responsible people who aren't trying to sell you something will tell you that it would have to be 4,000 to 5,000, maybe 6,000 times higher to be something to worry about. This kind of stuff has to be expected. And probably the next few days, maybe the next few weeks, there will be these things that will get reported. But they're far below levels of any public health concerns.
So they're there,
even for
but they're
babies,
not going to get
us even
yet.
For children. Right. That's, and again, that's the government saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the, well, again, okay, how much credibility does the government have on one way or another? But measuring this stuff, I've seen the sort of independent reports, Jennifer, and the air is, this stuff is so diluted that the grass eaten by the cows, they'll reconcentrate it somewhat in their milk, but it is, you know, maybe fresh milk, if in fact it gets to be 4,000 or 5,000 times higher than it is right now, would be a concern. And this sounds really self-serving, but if you're drinking raw milk, you're not going to have...
You'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Good. You'll be very, very good. Our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, how concerned are you about radiation from Japan? 55% of you that responded at DougSteffen.com said not one measly bit. The amounts are too small by the time it gets here. Now, the second most favored response, 26% of you said you were very concerned. So that's interesting. Over half of you said you weren't concerned at all, and a quarter of you said you were quite concerned, and then others a little bit concerned, moderately concerned, that sort of thing. Anyone want to add to that? 800-510-8255. How much at work, Jennifer, at work, I'm talking about day job work, do you talk with your coworkers, your colleagues about this? Because you're also, during the day, you're involved in the same field. There are people around talking, hosts that are into this to a certain extent. So how much of this do you think has entered into the conversational level of your life and others that you know?
A little bit. There's been a little bit of talk about it, especially earlier on.
Yeah.
Wondering what was going to happen.
Worry, or do they know about iodine-131? Do they have any?
They don't know about that. No. In my daily conversations, nobody's talked about that. You know, in my estimation, there's so much to worry about right now that personally, I'm not worrying much about this because what can you do? It's not like you can do anything to deal. I mean, you just have to deal with it.
Yeah, right, exactly. By the way, everybody keeps talking about Chernobyl. I heard somebody earlier say that this situation in Japan was somewhere between Three Mile Island and Chernobyl in terms of its seriousness. That's there, not here. There, not here. There, not here. In the Chernobyl situation, it was by 1980, mid-80s, right? The biggest health effect was the number of thyroid cancers that developed, especially in children that lived near the plant. But that near means 20, 25 miles. And by the way, they have extended the radiation concerns about 25 miles out from the plant. They had moved everybody away that was 19 miles or beyond. Now they're moving away 25 miles. So that's why they got to cement. They got to cap it and be done with it. There's not much they can do to save it now. They have other concerns, many more concerns. They have to rebuild that whole section of Japan.
Are they still sending those people into the nuclear power plant?
Yes, they are.
So those people are still having to go in every day.
Yes, and they all were volunteers, and they all, by the way, have... I think what you need to understand is that in every society there are people like this. They just are so unselfish. They're so...
Unsung heroes.
Yeah, they really are. They have done what... You know, we found people over here... in any number of circumstances that I can remember as a young person and growing up, where there was self-sacrifice required or requested, and people step up to the plate. They do. And so that circumstance exists in Japan. Again, we become so insular here. We think we're the only ones that are capable of doing this sort of thing. People are basically the same everywhere. And when I say that, I mean that, in essence, people don't want to be... People want to help. People want to give. People don't want to fight. It's the leadership that is of question. It is
struggling for power, leadership.
Yeah, right. That's all it is. It's all power. It really is ego and power. I thought it was interesting. The president gave a speech on energy yesterday, setting a goal of reducing our dependency on foreign oil by one-third by 2025. You know how many times we've heard that speech from various, whether it was back to the Reagan era, to the Carter era, every president... Certainly since Carter has had the same conversation and the goals and the... It's just... It is... We have so far gotten away from understanding what the system really is all about and how we are, at least at the time we're in, we're so focused on what has been and what is rather than what will be. I think there's this sense, the energy that's going on in the Middle East, the upset in Africa... places that we're not even talking about where there's tremendous upset. India, for example. I talked yesterday in this hour, I think, about China and what's going on there. There is, and maybe revolution isn't the right word. It's thought. It's understanding. It's communication. All these things. And the movement, if you look at the real analysis of what happened in Egypt and what's going on in these other countries, pretty much everybody who's behind this stuff is under the age of 35. And that's all Twitter, Facebook, those kind of communication. There's no way you can hide, run away, or not be held accountable anymore. And I think the same thing is true here. It just, you know, it's deciding what's the right information. But once you get that snowball going, it's just, and I think there's an evolution going on here. And I think through the course of this year and next year, we're going to see a whole lot of this sort of thing. And I'm not sure that it's a bad matter. In fact, I'm pretty sure that it's a good thing. We all, you know, we're kind of tired. There's a lot of really hard, as you said a few minutes ago, you got enough problems in your life, and these things that are created.
Yeah, where do you put them?
Yeah, right.
No room. There's no room.
No, it's lousy when you think about things that way, and we don't want to. So we're going to spend the rest of the hour talking about baseball. Baseball season
opening
begins.
Day.
Marty Green from WAYY is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He has been the last few years on the program as the baseball season began with a little handicapping, so I'll have some fun with him in the meantime.
I hope the Dodgers are going to be good this year.
Dodgers? What Dodgers? Dodgers?
Dodgers.
The only story locally of the Dodgers is who's going to own them, McCourt or his wife, or is he going to have to sell them? That seems to be the only
thing. Looks like him, but now the tide is the shifting again.
Yeah. 16 past the hour. Do you look in the mirror in the morning and see dark circles under your eyes?
Yes.
Bags under your eyes?
Sometimes.
Puffiness under your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
And you look tired all the time.
Keep talking.
Well, Jennifer, there now is a cream that will help you instantly. And guess what? You get to try it free, free, free. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eye area. Reduces the look of dark circles immediately, right away. It's really amazing. You can look bright and refreshed in just a few seconds. It doesn't stop there either because Lumitone has a breakthrough ingredient that can ease the appearance of your puffiness in your bags. There was a test done with some volunteers. Those heavy bags under your eyes looked like Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. In just a couple of weeks, they saw the appearance of this puffiness reduced by 43%.
Wow.
Dark circles fade instantly. And so you keep using it, and the look of those heavy bags under your eyes goes poof. You'll be looking refreshed, and you'll feel better. When you look better, you feel better. It's so easy, too. But Lumitone is so new, and there's so many people calling. Why don't you get online right now? 800-894-3302. See, to me, the old, when I say get online, that means you call. That's the difference.
Now you can actually go online.
Now you can go online and call 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Get a free bottle. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. Get rid of the dark circles. They'll fade from view right away. You'll love how you look. Nothing to lose. 800-894-3302. Why don't you do it now while you are thinking about it and looking at those eyes of yours?
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
800-510-8255. As we focus on baseball and excitement, the kinds of things that we love to get. This is distraction time. Baseball, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, sports in general as a distraction. You know,
I heard that over the next 2 weeks, no men work because the Final Four and opening day, they're all at their desk watching TV.
Maybe that's it. Watching, checking on things on the computer, et cetera, et cetera. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, Jennifer. Which was your favorite baseball movie? One of the things that always happens as we begin the season.
Good question.
You look back at some of the great movies like Field of Dreams and The Natural. Major League was kind of a fun thing.
I like that one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn Yankees, a little older. Bull Durham. Two of them feature Kevin Costner, and you have to wonder how
Mr.
his.
Baseball.
Yeah, he does. Wasn't he in one other movie, too, that was about baseball? Don't I remember that?
Field of Dreams. Bull Durham.
Major
and then there
League.
Was another one.
Oh, no.
He wasn't in Major League.
Charlie Sheen was in Major League.
Yes.
Wasn't
Could you
they were going to revive that.
Winning.
Winning. 21 after on Good Day.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. the designed for seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Here we go. The spring break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
3-1.
Welcome to the new Civil Good Day USA. Your host, Doug Steffen, has decided that he and his staff are going to be a kindler, gentler Good Day crew. How does he do this?
They need to get slapped around a little bit.
And how does he think they'll respond?
They're like spoiled kids, spoiled brats.
That's too bad.
I think that is despicable.
You're despicable.
So tune in every morning to see how Doug gets his staff to be as civil as he is.
They need to get kicked in the ass.
Don't worry, be happy.
Take me out.
Okay, so our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com. Richard, you'll like this as we this had to happen sooner or later. There's a robot that has been taught how to go up to the plate and take the pitch.
No.
Bat.
Come on.
Yes.
Richie, Watson's bad enough.
Is there audio from this? I don't know. It's not clear to me that there's no audio, right? Okay. So you know when you get into this sort of thing, it's officially baseball season. The robot that's been taught how to bat is the video of the day at DougSteffen.com. One of the great things about baseball, it seems to me, because I'm a radio guy, there's something about the marriage of radio and baseball more than other sports on the radio. I don't, football, I don't listen, and people who listen to me know that I don't really care much about other sports. I think there's too much danger, and I'd be a hypocrite if I was a supporter of football, especially with what I know now, having gone through the scans, the brain, knowing what is going on with not only football players, soccer players, cheerleaders, for heaven's sakes, and others who have rough contact sports. But aside from what happened, somebody got bopped on the head at one of the spring training games earlier this weekend. I'm trying to remember who it was. Jennifer, do you remember?
I don't, with the ball.
Kenny, Michael, do you remember that? Michael's pretty good about it.
Are you talking about the coach who got hit with the line drive?
No, somebody at bat got whacked from behind, it seems to me, if I remember the story correctly. I didn't really engage myself because I was doing two or three things at that time.
You can't remember.
I got bopped in the head with a ball myself. Actually, I did. When I was a kid playing baseball, I loved to play baseball as a kid, and I was pretty good as a hitter. I actually was very good as a hitter, if I may say so myself. I was a good base runner. I was terrible in the field. Awful. I couldn't see the ball well, and I couldn't when I caught it.
That's my problem with baseball. Is that the ball's too small?
Look up in the sky. It's a bird, a plane. Get the baseball.
I like the ones with kickball where you can actually see it.
Right.
Basketball.
Yeah. And what discouraged me was when they went on strike. I don't give a damn whether the NFL guys, they can go on strike and never play again. It wouldn't bother me at all. But baseball, there's something about baseball, and maybe it's what's presented. Maybe it's the optimism. Again, back to the poll today, which is at DougSteffen.com, asking you about your favorite baseball movies. There's an optimism that is part of the Field of Dreams and that story. There's an optimism. Robert Redford in The Natural. That's and Duvall. Robert, that was a great movie, I thought. It's silly. Major League is just plain silly. What's the movie with the girls? Madonna.
Oh, A League of Their Own.
League of Their Own.
Love
okay.
That
why don't
one,
we
yeah.
have that? Why don't we have that?
I was wondering that too, actually.
It's kind of prejudicial. Send an email to Kenny and say, what's the big idea?
Boy.
Yeah.
Boy movies.
Boys. But I was back to what I was saying about radio and baseball. The teams and the radio stations. I remember working at KBC here in Los Angeles and being so excited. I used to be on at the time of the baseball game, so it was my job to be on the air when the baseball games weren't on the air in that time of year. And I do, sometimes I had to listen to the games and be the announcer for the games or in between the games and that sort of thing. And I always listened, actually. I really paid attention to the Dodgers. And I really remember when I went to spring training, it was 1995, I think. I was down at Dodgerville in Vero Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good for me two ways, because I was on KBC and I was on WTTV in Vero Beach. So it was like a double whammy.
Double whammy,
and
yeah.
Made it that much more exciting. But it is a great time of year and something for us to celebrate and feel good about. 28 after on Good Day.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Tis the Good Day program at 33 past the hour. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Jennifer Horn and I am pleased to have again on the program a gentleman that I have a great deal of respect for, regard for. I like him. Maybe that's the bottom line, Jennifer. I just plain like Marty Green.
What it means when he's here, it's baseball season.
Yeah, that's kind of as we started.
Like
this, why did we start this, Marty? I don't remember. Was it your idea or was it mine? I don't even remember how this started.
I don't even remember, but I'll say like Sally Field. He likes me.
Well, I like you because. Maybe it's the status that you have achieved over the years working in this business of ours, and the stuff that we all love about our business. And I was talking about it a few minutes ago. In fact, this business of the connection of radio to baseball, it is perhaps the best marriage of all of the sports. And as we renew our vows, I mean, even with the games that have been on the last month or so from spring training. There's something psychological about the beginning of the baseball season, and it's good for everybody, even if you're not incredibly interested, isn't it? I mean, you're in Green Bay country up there, where they all are nutbirds about the cheese guys. But there's a different feel. It's great to have Green Bay doing well, but.
I've always said that I like the Green Bay Packers. I root for the Green Bay Packers.
But you love the Cubs.
The Chicago Cubs are in my blood.
That's it.
You know, it's like an affliction.
Cubbies.
And you were talking about voices, and I think of Harry Callis, and I think of Harry Carey, and Vince Scully, and Bob Uecker, and that's the connection was always radio before television. Even today, the broadcasters on radio, and Vince Scully is still going strong in his 80s.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I'll do without him. He's got this golden voice. There's nobody like him, that's for sure.
Well, he's got an attitude, and a lot of the old guys. I grew up with Kurt Gowdy, and he was very special. you think about some of these guys. You mentioned Uecker, but and I've said this before, so there's no new thinking here. There's something about the people, with the exception of John. Who's the guy that does Miller?
John Miller.
Yeah, right. I think he's cut out of the old swath, don't you?
Right. Yeah, he sounds like old school things that. And,
okay. So
I grew up with Jack Brickhouse in Chicago, and if you were a Chicago Cub fan, he was identified with your team.
Right.
Win or lose.
Now, do you carry? You're on WAYY or affiliate in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Do you have? You carry what games?
We don't carry any sports at all. Well, there's other stations in the market who made their mark carrying
doing
like the
sports.
Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. We have a college team, league team, the Eau Claire Express, which has youngsters that play from June until August, and we carry those games.
Yeah.
So that's been a very popular thing for our community as well.
The trickle-down effect here, as far as children are concerned, we have those of us who love the game, who have been around it a long time, and then as you go down the generations to people who are coming along there, you worry sometimes about the desire to make money and whether the players are the same. And that's an old, that conversation probably go on forever. But do you feel or do you sense that some of maybe your grandchildren, for example, are really interested in the game? Do they sense?
I have one granddaughter who lives in Cincinnati, so she follows the Cincinnati Reds.
Right.
And a couple of grandsons who have a passing interest, but they like football and other sports more than baseball. Baseball has lost its status as the number one sport in America. I feel that's sad because a lot of people say baseball's too slow.
I think it's the best.
You know?
But
I say that's the beauty of the game, is that you can sit at a baseball game and watch the game and have a conversation.
Yeah,
you can't do that
social.
With football.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, though, when you really get down to brass tacks, it works better on radio than anything else. There
Absolutely.
Is more, don't you think? I mean, when you watch the game, okay, there are lots of games on television, but there's something about being able to listen to the game on the radio, whether you're in the, to make a difference what market you're in. I remember listening to a game in Atlanta, and I don't know why I was there, but I don't know anything about the teams, but I was interested. I stayed with it, and that's
right.
happened to me. I mean, it always happens in New York because, the Red Sox. Always love to hate whatever the Yankees. I don't even like, I don't like that word hate, but there's something about the venom. But it's, for the most part,
you mean
it's
against
fun.
The Yankees? Against
the Red Sox and the
against
Yankees.
The Yankees.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Cubs have the Cardinals and the Brewers, but it's not like the Yankees. And,
no.
And when it comes to baseball on the radio, it's the love of the game, and that was the other Kevin Costner movie you were thinking of. It was called Love of the
that's
Game.
That's right.
And that's what we have, and I tell people I've rooted for the Cubs since I've been 5 years old, and I still want that Dream World Series, Doug. The Boston Red Sox with Fenway Park and the Chicago Cubs with Wrigley Field would be my Dream World Series.
You know, one of the things, I've forgotten what the essence was about Wrigley, but in Boston there have been attempts over the last 14, 15 years on a couple of occasions with different owners to either replace the park or make a big one somewhere else, and there was so much noise.
Same thing
Boston,
in Chicago.
Yeah,
same
really.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
Wrigley Field is like a shrine, and you go there and you start talking to total strangers about your connection to the ball club. And even all these years later, people just love the Red Sox. They love the Cubs. They're very loyal to their team.
Yeah. There's something if you go back to, and you heard me asking about the favorite baseball movies. I would ask you that in terms of what we've listed at DougStephan.com, Field of Dreams, The Natural, Major League, Damn Yankees, Bull
Field
Durham.
Of Dreams. Field of Dreams, and I actually walked in the cornfield, Doug.
Did you?
And I came out, and I have tears in my eyes because I thought of my dad.
You know,
the woman, Mrs. Lansing, who owns the field in there in Dyersville, Iowa, said, "Don't feel bad. Everybody who walks on that field has this connection to what that movie was all about. Dad, can we have a catch?
Yeah.
At the end of the game.
I'm doing a quick cross-country trip next week, and the week I'm leaving here, Los Angeles, next Friday, and I'm not going to be able to stop in radio stations because I got a buzz. I have some appointments in various places. I'm going to go through Iowa on Sunday afternoon, and I'm going to go find that field where I'm going to do my darnest.
It's near Dubuque. It's near Dubuque, Iowa, and it's for sale right now, so you could buy it, Doug.
I could move my farm from Massachusetts to Iowa.
Right.
It won't be the first time I've thought about doing doing that. the thing about the money, though, that gets in the way, there's such big money here. We're talking about hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars that's made by these people that own. I mean, look at the fight. Jennifer and I were just talking about this in Los Angeles, the ownership of the Dodgers in question because the family that owns it, the mother and father or the husband and the wife are trying to get a divorce. And we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in value. The Yankees, for God's sakes, I heard, and the Red Sox, too, because they're the two most valuable teams. We're talking about billions, not
billions.
Billions
for the Yankees. The Cubs were sold to the Ricketts family for about $894 million 2 years ago, buying it from the Chicago Tribune. So,
right, so
we're not talking about chump change.
What kind of money do they generate, though? I mean, in terms of a game, do you know how much money in concessions, how much money in ticket sales, how much money in advertising revenue from the various sports?
No, nobody can top what the Yankees do, because the Yankees have their own television network, their own radio network. The Cubs are in the top five, but it's in the millions of dollars from things like that. The radio and TV networks, their cable connections, things like that. So it is definitely big business. And when you talk about Alex Rodriguez contract, the next year Albert Pujols of the Cardinals will be a free agent, and he wants, you know, $25 or $30 million a year for 5 years. It's not like it was. I knew Ron Santo, who just died recently, the voice of the club, and he said, "Oh, my first year in the major leagues, I made $10,000."
Well, I think I said earlier this week, Jennifer, didn't I? Ted Williams making $100, $100.5 million.
Yeah,
Mickey Mantle made like $2.5 million. Is Babe Ruth was paid the most extraordinary amount of money for the time.
And you remember his special remark? They asked him, "Are you worth all that? You're getting paid more than the President of the United States." And Babe Ruth said, "Well, I had a better year." But Mickey Mantle, I think, was the first player to make $100,000 a year. And us fans back then said, "Mickey Mantle's making $100,000? That wouldn't even get you a backup catcher now."
Before we run out of time, handicapping, why don't you give us what you think?
I always do this every year, and I say the World Series will be the Red Sox and the Cubs, but in the American League, Boston, Texas, and Minnesota will be the winners in their divisions.
I'm going to take Texas, Marty.
I think they still have a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Phillies, Cubs, and Giants in the National League, and then again, I always go out on a little limb, and I saw it off later. The Cubs and the Red Sox in the World Series. I'm still hoping, before I leave this earth, that happens.
I'm hoping
that
happens,
too. That would be great for baseball, too.
I'm not hoping you're going to leave this earth. I'm hoping that what you get, what your wishes are, come true.
So let's
Marty.
Go play ball, and we've got snow on the ground here, and we're waiting for baseball.
Yeah, the snow you got yesterday, Boston's going to get tomorrow, I think, from what I've heard. Maybe a good time. Go find the teams that play in Florida and just spend the first couple of weeks of the season. There are people who go around. You know, my cousin, Dougie Morton, out in Denver, used to take his son, who is my namesake, Dudley, he'd take him every year on a tour. They'd spend a week, and they'd go to different ballparks every day around the country. And I thought about that myself. Thinking,
my wife and I want to do that, is go down to spring training in Arizona.
Yeah.
And right in the Phoenix area, there's a whole bunch of the Dodgers used to be in Vero Beach, and they're now in Arizona. So Arizona has taken over a lot of the teams that used to train in Florida.
Marty, you sound great. I'm glad to have you here. This is sort of a fun thing.
Baseball. I'm back on the radio here and out of retirement and enjoying every minute of it.
Nothing wrong with that. Marty Green from WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, here on Good Day. Dr. Ken up next at 15 before the hour. This is Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm, thanks to discounts of up to 40%. Switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
When I was busy raising my kids, I never thought about the time I'd be living on my own. But now here I am with the freedom of doing what I want when I want to. That's why I ordered a new Freedom Tub. Now I feel secure when I open the door and walk in and sit down and enjoy the peace and quiet of a bath in my very own therapeutic walk-in tub. My Freedom Tub includes 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat, and a safety grab bar. The motor is whisper quiet, and Freedom Tub's own patented quick drain system drains the water from my tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque, there's a choice of tub sizes. And right now, when you call 1-855-6-FREEDOM, you can save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com now. That's 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubs.com. Again, 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet, coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit where required while supplies last. See store for details.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and he is brought to us by the folks that are responsible for bringing to you the opportunity to lose weight. We're all so happy. We follow the instructions. We understand the MetaFast program. It is fast. It is safe. It is all of the things that you need, including when I get to the safe part, I'm always mindful of Dr. Ken and the other doctors who have for decades said, this is the program. This is the way to lose the weight. This is the intelligent.
Hey, man, we've had a lot of diets come through this show. Right. This one is the one.
Yep.
It works. All right,
so anyway, Ken, it works because you have explained how this has attracted your attention. Is there something metabolically about what's going on when we eat all this MetaFast food? Or is it just you don't eat as much, you seem fuller, and you lose the weight that way?
Well, all of the above. You eat the right amount of calories. You also stimulate your metabolic system, which is so important. You also feel satisfied, so your appetite is controlled. And you're staying healthy because you're getting the nutrients that you need, and you're not going to yo-yo, go up and down, which is so dangerous. And you have a lifestyle, so you're not stressed out about it. How am I going to make it to the next week?
All right, so here's what you do. You call 800-506-4115 and save $50 when you sign up because you're telling them you're listening to Dr. Ken. It's amazing. It really is. It's an amazing program. We have been very supportive of Roberta, Jennifer, Richie doing a good job on this. I get on a plane and I lose my focus, but I'll get to it sooner or later. I want to follow and help you follow the MetaFast way to lose 20 pounds the first month, 2 to 5 pounds a week after that, 800-506-4115. All right, Ken, we're back to a discussion of the radiation, the problem you have at DougStefan.com today underscored how this radiation is not a health concern, although Jack Stockwell earlier, as I was talking about thyroid problems in general and iodine, which is needed for the body, and I'm betting that you concur with that. Terms of iodine.
Of course. What's news there?
Well, I think there's news in that most people don't understand how most of their systems work. They don't understand the thyroid. Well, they don't understand it needs iodine. Do you think that's the case?
Well, we enrich foods with iodine, but it's not radioactive.
Yeah, but do you think that people know that? Do you think the average person knows what it is that's in their food, like, you know?
Well, they know if they're listening, but the body uses iodine. The thyroid needs it, and that's why the thyroid is in jeopardy when it's radioactive, because the iodine in the body is mostly accumulated and stored in the thyroid gland, which needs it continuously to make thyroid hormone.
All right, less sleep, a better sleep helps you lose weight, yes?
This is why MetaFast works, because it doesn't stress you out. If you're looking to lose those extra pounds, you should probably add reducing stress and getting the right amount of sleep to the list.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on the Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right, we're fast approaching the end of the hour already. Look at this for excitement. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow Jennifer and Richie and me on Twitter and at Facebook. What's our trail today? It's got to be some baseball stuff that we're talking about as far as Facebook is concerned. That's yesterday, by the way. I was amazed. Talk about technology. We're into our technology portion here. Alex will join us in a second, but I was visiting with somebody about the tremendous impact that technology is having on information and what people are learning from not only the political stuff going on in the Middle East, but there's a new theory that I'm going to pursue, and we'll be talking about that later on, about what's going on in your body and the sorts of organisms and parasites and stuff that are in your organ, in your organs. And the video that's on YouTube of some of the yucky stuff that's in your body is unbelievable. I don't mean that this is going to be the highlight of your day, but you'll be taught a lesson. There's so much stuff on YouTube, and it's so instructive to actually see. When you look at what's in your liver and your spleen and the kidneys, these little worms, these infestations. And by the way, if nothing else turns you on, if you are overweight in terms of your belly, if you have a larger, I think it's than a 40-inch waist, you're loaded with worms.
Oh.
Loaded. If you've got more than a... Yeah, it really is. But you can see all of it if you check it out on YouTube videos that exist there. Okay,
so if you take worm killer, will you lose weight?
You see worms.
Because it eats away your insides.
If you are on a good weight loss program, part of what happens is these worms get out of your system. The worms are part of what makes you, and the food you eat, by the way, the stuff, and I can't mention any names now because I sure as heck get sued. But when you eat in some of these places, the stuff they're serving you comes from stuff that even though it's been cooked, if it isn't well cooked. You remember the old thing your mother used to talk to you about, pork? You got to cook it well because of the trichinosis and stuff. That's not only true of pork, that's true of meat in general today because they try to make it last. People, in the good old days, if there are such terms that still apply, used to put meat into milk to save it, to keep it so that it would last. And they'd throw the old milk out and they put it in new milk. But in the meantime, they didn't realize what was growing or going on in there, and the milk could get rancid, and there were all kinds of things going on. And so that stuff just, you know, nobody knew what was going on. Today we have the technology. They have cameras. When they check up, there are videos of, this is really going to gross people out. There are videos that exist of, we know when you go to the doctor to get your colon checked out, the thing that we all are supposed to do every 5 years, there's the pictures of worms and stuff growing on in there. Okay. So I probably better move on to something much more interesting. How much of your privacy are you willing to give up? Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, has some thoughts for you on this next on Good Day.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
In a New York Times Magazine piece about privacy on the Internet, the writer Walter Kearns said the invasion of privacy has been democratized. Quote, others' privacy, but also our own, as we turn our lenses on ourselves in the quest for attention by any means. Close quote. He compares this to Big Brother or dictator nations that spy on their people. We are volunteering our privacy away on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, and maybe forever. The quest for attention by any means. It's a strong, accurate description. Because, you see, the Internet gives a platform to anyone who wants one. People who couldn't get their own friends and family to listen to their pontification get an instant audience of thousands, sometimes millions, on the Internet. With little effort, and in almost 100% of the cases, with nothing interesting to say or share. Despite the fact that the warning is oft repeated, I'm still not sure that people realize that what they put on the Internet is there for good. Forever. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Opening day for baseball season, and the focus today at DougStefan.com. Don't forget to take our poll to figure out your favorite baseball movie. Lots of fun. 58 Past on Good Day.